Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Biden and Florida Governor DeSantis were together yesterday surveying the damage along the Florida coastline left by Hurricane Ian. Faith Abube is joining us this morning with more on this. Faith, were they able to put aside their political differences, at least for their meetings yesterday?
Good morning, Susan and Brian. They at least tried to, and that's what it appeared to be. You know, we saw this rare moment of bipartisanship when the president was there in Fort Myers yesterday. Governor DeSantis and the president were very complimentary of each other. Governor DeSantis thanked the president for the massive help the administration has provided the state in the form of federal emergency aid, and then talked about how the team effort from the local state level as well as federal level has really allowed Florida to cut through the bureaucracy and red tape we usually see in the situation so that assistance can get to those in need very quickly in the state of Florida. President Biden also thanked DeSantis for the hospitality. He said that, you know, this was about America coming together to make sure the victims of Hurricane Ian are taken care of. And he promised that federal resources will be available to Floridians until the work is done, basically, acknowledging that this is something that's possibly going to take years and years for Florida to recover from. We learned yesterday that the Biden administration has extended the federal assistance to Florida to 60 days, which means that, you know, they'll have access to full federal financial assistance for 2 months rather than the normal 30 days, which will help them to do things like the search and recovery efforts that we've seen so far, shelter for victims, food, and other emergency needs. So it was really important for the White House that this did not come off as a political trip and that it was more about compassion and that it was more about federal aid to Florida. And that's what we saw yesterday.
You know, kind of, both ways with that staying out of politics, neither the president or the governor seemed to deliver any shots or anything like that. It was just all about thank yous and a helping hand.
It really was, Brian. And we've seen in the past how, you know, the officials' response to these the natural disasters has really hang on their legacy. For example, you think back to Katrina and how what the impact of that has been for George Bush's legacy. You think back to when former President Donald Trump was in Puerto Rico after the storm and he was throwing paper towels. You think about just any kind of natural disaster and how officials respond. That determines a lot about how people feel about you, not just in that community, but also people across the country. And we are in an election year. I think they were trying to find the right balance between being able to provide the assistance that people need and not focus so much on the division and the political back and forth that they've had for a while now. These officials don't see eye to eye, specifically President Biden and Ron DeSantis. They don't see eye to eye on immigration policy. They don't see eye to eye on COVID-19 policy and a host of other issues. But they were able to, you know, put that aside yesterday and talk about the people and the need that they have there and how the federal government and the state government will work together to get them the assistance that they need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.